The number one has been one of the most important numbers in the history of mathematics and science. Its origins date back thousands of years, and it has been considered a sacred number in many cultures and esoteric traditions. In ancient cultures, the number one was used to represent unity or singularity. For many, it symbolizes divinity in all its splendor. In ancient Greece, it was considered the first natural number and was used as a basis for constructing all other numbers. Philosophers like Pythagoras believed that one was the principle of all things and that everything else originated from it. In the Middle Ages, it was used in Roman numerals as a simple vertical line. With Arab influence in Europe, a more advanced numbering system was developed that used the number one as a basis for constructing all other numbers. The number one has a significant impact on modern culture and society. It is used as a symbol of unity, singularity, and excellence. It can be found in many popular expressions such as the number one or the first on the list. It also has a deep esoteric meaning that dates back to ancient civilizations and cultures. In esotericism, it is associated with divinity and perfection, as it is considered to possess a creative and unifying power that is found in all things. In some esoteric traditions, the number one is considered sacred and mystical, symbolizing the unity of human beings with the universe. It is believed that when higher consciousness is attained, the individual merges with the universe and becomes one with divinity. It is also associated with leadership and authority. Some branches of numerology consider those with a destiny number of one to have great potential for leadership and making important decisions in life. The esoteric meaning of the number one is rich in symbolism and depth. It represents the unity, singularity, and original creative force of the universe, and is associated with divinity, leadership, and good luck. As such, it is a number that has been considered sacred and mystical in many cultures and esoteric traditions throughout history. It has a deep esoteric meaning that dates back to ancient cultures and civilizations. In numerology and esoteric traditions, the number one represents the unity, singularity, and original creative force of the universe. This number is associated with divinity and perfection. It is considered to possess a creative and unifying power found in all things. In some esoteric traditions, it is believed that when one reaches higher consciousness, the individual merges with the universe and becomes one with divinity, symbolizing the unity of the human being with the universe. The number one is associated with leadership and authority. According to some schools of numerology, people with a destiny number of one have a great capacity to lead and make important decisions in life. In this sense, the number one is also associated with success, determination, and self-confidence. By excellence, it symbolizes the standing man. Some wise men consider it to represent Homo erectus more than the sense of reason. Due to its shape, it is contained in standing stones, erect phallus, and the vertical staff of command. All these elements are associated with the work of creation. It is then associated with the active principle, making the number one representative of the creator. As it is associated with being, it is also associated with revelation, which is the means to elevate human knowledge to a higher level of being. It is considered the mystical center where the sun radiates. In Iranian culture and folklore, it appears in literature and knightly legends when the hero shows arrogance by affirming belonging to the Islamic culture under the slogan, "There is no God but Allah, the One." In these types of stories, God is symbolized by the number one. Swiss psychiatrist Carl Gustav Jung spoke of a series of symbols that he called unifiers. These symbols tend to reconcile opposites. Some examples are the squaring of the circle, mandalas, hexagrams, the seal of Solomon, the wheel, the zodiac, etc. For Jung, The unifying symbol is charged with powerful psychic energy, according to Jacques de La Rochere in his Observations on Dreams. He mentions that the number one appears in dreams when the process of individuation of the individual is advanced. At this point, the individual is able to balance, unify, the two main forces of the mind, the conscious and the unconscious. When the symbol of one is revealed to a person, it is said that the totality is unified in that person. That person blossoms in all their splendor. Take what serves you from what you hear. Arcana.